Summertime's fast approaching. It's time to plan that summer vacation. Wait, maybe you don't feel like you got the money to go on vacation. Our next guest on the show gets as much joy from the simple pleasures of a leisurely stroll as from a five-star escape. From ski resorts and lakeside cabins to tropical beaches and big city life, you could say that he has a colorful hat rack and enjoys wearing them all. His book is called Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. Please welcome with me to the show, ultra-economical travel expert, Russell Hannon. Good morning, Russell. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is my pleasure. I'm glad that you could be with us today. Now, how do you get into this and learn so much about traveling inexpensively?
Well, you know what? My story is probably a bit different than you'd expect. I, for years, felt I couldn't afford to travel very much and would often spend months saving up for a trip and got back, spent a few more months paying off the balance. And I'll never forget once coming back to a $2,100 roaming bill on my cell phone. And I made the mistake at that time of thinking that travel was inherently expensive, that it had to be expensive. And ironically, my day job was to find ways to get better results in less time using less money. I worked in lean management. And I said, there's got to be a way that I can use these lean principles to quickly and easily find the best and least expensive options for travel. So fast forward to today, I use lean principles to leverage all the best travel resources to travel at a fraction of the going rate.
Well, I mean, I understand exactly what you're saying because, you know, even a cruise, which I feel like is the most economical vacation because, you know, all your food and your lodgings included in the total price, you come back and, you know, you got that drink bill and all these other excursion bills and things. How in the world can the average Joe find out how to do this the way that you're doing it?
Well, you know, I feel the pain that you described on that cruise. It's getting harder to know the true cost of a trip until you get home and look at your credit card statement. And the reason for that is travel operators know you decide whether or not you can afford a trip based on the posted fare that you're looking at. So the game that is being played is they want to increase their profits without tinkering with those posted rates, which is why you're seeing this big trend toward discretionary surcharges and fees and such. And now, to answer your question about how to leverage travel resources together, what I do is I leverage some websites that have best price guarantees that will not only match a better fare, but also give you a credit on top of that you can use for future booking. And I also travel for business. Quite often, if you do that, there's ways that you can leverage your business travel to help offset the cost of your personal trips. And then by booking travel with credit cards that partner with travel operators, certainly you can accumulate points. But the key thing is to leverage all these things together to whittle down the cost of the flight, accommodations, roaming fees, and your spending all together at the same time.
Mm. Now, Russell, you say that people can travel five times more than usual on the same budget. That sounds like witchcraft. How do you make that possible?
Well, you know what? It's not as outrageous as it sounds, actually. Travel is an industry that charges five times the local cost of living. So someone staying in a hotel down the street from you is probably paying the average three-star hotel for maybe $160 a night compared to a one-bedroom apartment down the street that rents out for maybe $900 a month or $30 a night. Same thing with eating out at restaurants three times a day while traveling. Over the long haul, that'll add up to five times your grocery bill. And something big the last few years, the sharing economy. And some of the first websites that we would have seen on that were the Airbnbs and the Ubers of the world. But this is really extending to the point where, well, if you can stay in people's homes for even private dinners. Chefs and cooks actually offer dinners in their homes. You can actually rent anything that you need, from skis and bikes and surfboards, from locals who actually live there on websites like spinlister.com. And with the sharing economy and private services available online, you can actually get access to a lot of the things you need while traveling for no more than what locals pay who live there.
And we're speaking with ultra-economical travel expert Russell Hannon. Now, Russell, it sounds like to me that maybe you've done a couple crazy things to save some money. Give us some examples.
Well, I wouldn't do it today, but a few years ago, I was organizing a bachelor party for some friends in Las Vegas and got there a day before all the other guys. Uh-huh. So I didn't want to pay that expensive fee to stay one of those. It was one of the more expensive resorts, but I knew that they had a spa that has a nap room, actually. So I got there around 9 p.m., and they have a concierge, so I checked in my bag. There was no charge for that. I went out that night with people I met on the plane, and there's, if you can go out all night, things are open 24/7. And at 6 a.m. when the spa opened, I was the only one standing in line, and for a day fee, I got a nice big plush robe and some flip-flops and slept 7 hours in the nap room and a full night's sleep for a fraction of what a hotel would have cost.
Nice.
That's funny.
Awesome. Now, personally, Russell, I'm a fan of a long weekend road trip. What are some quick kind of just tips for me to save money when I want to go, like on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or a Saturday, Sunday, Monday weekend road trip?
Well, you know, a few things. Just about anywhere that you're going in the United States this weekend, if it's a quick little trip, if you subscribe to any e-coupons like Groupon.com or LivingSocial.com, what you do is, just before you leave, just switch your hometown to the destination you'll be visiting, and you're going to get daily emails with all kinds of discount coupons to target locals in the places that you'll be visiting. So you'll get all kinds of options for restaurants and excursions that you can do in the places that you visit. So something that I like, there's a website that has more than 1,600 deals, neatly organized by destination, covers all the major cities in the United States. TravelZoo.com has all kinds of discounts, upwards of 40% off on golf, spas, excursions, restaurants, hotels. So just a matter of clicking or typing in the destination that you'll be visiting, and you got all kinds of discount coupons to choose from.
Now, one of the things that I really don't like when I am traveling is how a hotel will charge you to get on their Wi-Fi. How do you get around that?
Well, you know what? There's a few things that you can do. I usually stick with the three-star hotels that actually include Wi-Fi with the base fare. Those are the Holiday Inn Express and the Best Western Pluses of the world. Mm-hmm. Now, there's some hotels that will actually offer you that free Wi-Fi as a benefit for signing up to their loyalty program. So the Hyatt and Marriott are examples of that. And it never takes more than maybe 5 minutes to sign up, and it's always free. So when you consider that, you should never have to pay for Wi-Fi when you're staying in those hotels.
So once you're signed up, then you get the Wi-Fi.
Yes, that's right. As long as you provide your loyalty number when you book or when you arrive at the hotel.
Now, it sounds like finding a deal can be a lot of work. Is there any shortcuts?
Well, there's something you can do to quickly and easily find the best and least expensive options for you. Myself, for example, I'm always keeping up to date on the best travel deals, and an easy way I do this is there's a few travel newsletters that I sign up to that continuously impress me with great deals all the time. And one of them that has 3 million subscribers, one of the bigger websites, Sherman's Travel. .com. So that's Sherman's with an S, travel.com. Every Wednesday has their top 25 travel deals newsletter that comes out. So basically, you look at that, you scroll through the deals. If there's nothing you like, you can actually just delete it, and the following week, you get more to browse through. So that's one way that you can just kind of keep on top of what the best deals are out there.
All right, so we should be able to head out for a nice vacation and save some money at the same time. Russell, where can people go online to find the tips that you've been sharing with us today?
Well, actually, you can visit breakthetravelbarrier.com. It has a free guide showing you how to not only match but beat the best online fare for flights. In the blog, also, you'll find all kinds of resources, including one on how to never pay roaming fees again.
All right, Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. Your book is available on your website as well?
Yes, it is, also through Barnes & Noble and Amazon.
And if you're ever in Central Florida, come by and we'll show you what's right around Lakeland.
Would love to. Actually, I'm looking forward to getting down there later this year. Cannot wait to get down there.
We always say, you're vacationing where we live. All right. He is Russell Hannon. Russell, thank you very much for taking some time out this morning and sharing your summer travel tips with us.
Happy travels.